USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A group of 30 House Democrats on Tuesday retracted a letter that they had sent to President Biden asking him to talk directly with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. The letter created a firestorm within the Democrat Party, and some signatories said it was not their signature. The reversal underscored the sensitivity of the issue on Capitol Hill, since lawmakers have already funneled $65 billion into Kyiv since the Russian invasion. The United States, Japan, and South Korea warned on Wednesday that an unparalleled response would be on the way to North Korea if they conducted a seventh nuclear bomb test. Washington and its allies believe North Korea could be about to resume their nuclear bomb testing for the first time since 2017. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday, rattling homes and shaking windows. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered about 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. Multiple aftershocks have been reported. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States military led an airstrike in Africa over the weekend. Victoria Idoni reports.
According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Africa Command coordinated with the Somali government to carry out an airstrike this past weekend. Two of the terrorists who were killed had reportedly been attacking Somali National Army forces. No civilian casualties were reported. President Biden redeployed several hundred special operations troops to Somalia in May, after former President Donald Trump withdrew them in December 2020. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Ukrainian forces have made recent gains into the northern portion of the Donbas region, putting yet another Russian supply line in jeopardy. Moscow forces appear to be setting up defensive positions in the southern Kherson province ahead of expected Ukrainian surge. The threat of a tactical nuclear weapon continues to be on everyone's minds. Jury deliberations began Tuesday night in the trial of Daryl Brooks Jr., who is being accused of running over and killing six people and injuring dozens more during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The jury requested to see three exhibits, a map which lays out the location of the victims and police officers during the attack, a picture of the defendant's ex-girlfriend, and video evidence which shows the Milwaukee dancing grannies being hit. World Series Game 1 is Friday between Houston and Philadelphia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.